HR Wisconsin Rapids.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
It's 7-5 as we hit the eighth inning of action, and the Rafters going to make some changes to their batters, as it would be the leadoff man starting off, the one man in the batting order, 1-2-3. But Mason Onati is getting pinch hit for by J.J. Garcia. So J.J. Garcia coming into the game for the Rafters. Garcia, right-handed hitter from El Paso. He is going up against Simon Aluko. And Aluko, the new pitcher for the Rockers, misses this first one for ball number one and a 1-0 count. And Aluko pitched in last night's game, but it wasn't exactly how he was hoping for it to go, as this one is taken for a ball to make it 2-0. Now, wasn't a bad performance from him by any means, but he would have liked to have not allowed those runs to score when he came into the game. And that one goes all the way to the backstop, missing the catcher's mitt. Rolls 3-0. And Aluko going up against J.J. Garcia. So it's a lefty-righty matchup. We're a righty-lefty matchup. Aluko is set out there, brings it home, but it misses below the zone for ball number four. So J.J. Garcia, in his first plate appearance of the game, is able to work on to first as a leadoff runner. And Noah Ruiz comes up to the plate as a couple of the early season players for the Rafters are getting back up here. J.J. Garcia, Noah Ruiz, Ashton Zacher, that's who's due up this inning. And those three all were with the team on opening day, all hoping to have an impact here, even as more and more players have streamed in to the Rafters. So after a quick mound visit there, it's now time for Noah Ruiz. And Ruiz, a right-handed batter from Biola University, and he's got so many great moments, and maybe most notably the walk-off that he had earlier in the season, as that one is on the lower part of the zone for strike number one to make it an 0-1 count. And Aluko trying to work through it here. Runner on first base and a check swing, and the appeal, he did not go as the count runs even 1-1. Noah Ruiz, this is his fifth plate appearance. He is 0-for-3 in the game. He reached in the sixth inning on an error that was close to being a single. And in the first inning, it was a walk. Quick pickoff attempt back to first base as J.J. Garcia dives head first back in plenty of time. So J.J. Garcia on first base, he is a stealing threat. Got a few stolen bases this year, but another pickoff attempt is going to keep him there for at least one more try. Looking at the stolen base numbers, Garcia's got four stolen bases. All four have been of second base. Two of those against lefties, so it's not just against righties that he steals against. But Noah Ruiz on the 1-1 swings and misses, and now the count runs to 1-2. Ruiz had the day off yesterday, but still has been a huge player for the Rafters all season long. Trying to come up with some offense here in the eighth inning. Rafters up two runs. It's 7-5. But they still feel good about the game, but just knowing the way that yesterday's ended, they just want to add as much as they can. So, Garcia on first base. Nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. Noah Ruiz at the plate and a fourth or maybe even fifth pickoff attempt. I've lost count. At least four by Simon Aluko over to first base. J.J. Garcia is not taken off yet. It's still a 1-2 count. And finally the pitch comes home and Ruiz fouls it off. He was early on the swing. But he stays up at the plate. And Noah Ruiz, the 1-2 count. He grounded out 1-3 in the fourth inning. Struck out swinging in the second. Drew a walk back in the first inning and came around to score on it. And how about another pickoff attempt at first base? I think he's got more pitches over to first base than he does home. The 1-2 count, and once again, he throws a pitch in the dirt towards first base, but picked up by the first baseman over there, Eric Gion. So six pickoff attempts later, maybe let's make it seven. You know, go back over there. Let's make another one. No, he goes home with it this time, and it's outside for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. So now a 2-2 count, and we'll watch Garcia on first base. But back-to-back pitches come towards the plate as Ruiz fouls it off. And Ruiz, I mean, ever so patient up there with all these pickoff attempts to be able to stay in that same mindset, to be able to fight up there, it's impressive. And, well, you might remember yesterday, or not yesterday, two games ago, back at home, it was a 14-pitch plate appearance from Noah Ruiz as he fouls back another one. So he's about to see the eighth pitch of this plate appearance. We go back to the second game against Royal Oak. Noah Ruiz had a 14-pitch plate appearance in the fourth inning. Showed off his plate discipline there. Does the same here, but pops one up towards shallow center field. Running up on it is the center fielder, and Jones makes the catch for out number one. Eight pitches later, and the Rafters still trying to add another run here in the eighth inning, but up two as Ashton Zacher steps up to the plate. And Zacher, after his strong performance yesterday, is still looking for his first hit of the day. Zacher yesterday 1-for-2 with a run, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Swings and misses at the first pitch here to bring it 0-1. And Zacher, he is 0-for-3 with a walk in this game. Aluko looking back towards first base. Garcia still not taking off as this one hits high and off the back of the helmet of Ashton Zacher. And that hit square on the helmet. And that is, it's good to see that he doesn't even appear startled. But the hit-by-pitch is going to send him over to first base as J.J. Garcia is pushed on to second. And he kind of laughs it off and smiles over there at first base. And on the bright side, that means Simon Aluko is not going to be picking off J.J. Garcia at first anymore. If he wants to do that, he'll have to go to second. Or he could go back to first to try and pick off Ashton Zacher, although Zacher not as much of a stolen base threat, especially with Garcia ahead of him. Andre Madueño at the plate. And Madueño, he has been good today as he takes the first one low for ball number one. He hit a two-run shot in his first game as a Rafter yesterday. This is his first road game for the Rafters, and he's 2-for-3 with a double, a walk, two runs scored, and a stolen base. And Madueño watches this one miss low, and in the turf, it gets away from the catcher, so both runners will advance a base. Ashton Zacher goes from first over to second on the wild pitch. And J.J. Garcia goes from second to third. A walk and a hit by pitch here, and it sets up Andre Madueño with a chance to do some more damage in the top of the eighth. 7-5, the Rafters lead. The 2-0 count is low for ball number three. And with the bat that Madueño can swing, walking him here might be the best idea. 3-0 count. If you throw something down the middle, there's a chance that Madueño's got the green light. 3-0, but he doesn't bring the bat off the shoulders. Instead, watches that one come across for strike number one. It's a 3-1 count. A little bit of a dangerous pitch right there, especially because you know the power of the bat. 3-1, one away. Runners on second and third. The pitch to Madueño, and he swings and misses to bring the count full. Trying to send those runners on second and third home, only one away, so anything to the outfield, even if it's caught or a grounder in the infield, going to send them home. 3-2, and he holds back on the pitch that's outside for ball number four, and Madueño flips the bat as he will walk on over to first base. That's the third free pass issued by Simon Aluko in this game, as he has recorded just the one out, so a mound visit here is, they might make the call to the bullpen, but we'll see. Checking how Aluko's feeling, and yes, they are going to go to the pen. So Simon Aluko records just the one out and walks three batters. So we're going to stay right here and talk it over as the Rafters still up two runs in the eighth inning. They would love to add more onto their lead, because you look at this season in total, and especially the way that they've lost these close games as of late. On the season, the Rafters have played seven games that ended with the tying batter or better at the plate. And they have lost the last five in a row of those types of games. All five of those came in this past week, starting with the 8-7 walk-off loss at Lakeshore last Sunday, followed up by Fond du Lac's 9-7 win on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, it was Royal Oaks' 9-7 win. And well, each of the last three games for the Rafters have all ended with losses where the Rafters had the tying runner at the plate or closer. And so for this one, you really don't want to get into a situation like that. And why every run is going to matter, and why they're going to hope that their offense can pull it out here. Top of the eighth inning, they've got the bases loaded, and it feels like You know, you've got to be ready to go as Chris Diaz will be the one to face off against the new pitcher here for the Rockers. And the new pitcher for the Rockers is Mac Yarbrough. And Yarbrough, he relieves Simon Aluko as Aluko did not get to have too much of a leash out there. He saw just one-third of an inning, walked two batters, hit one with a pitch, and loaded the bases as those runners are inherited by Yarbrough. Bases loaded, one away for the lefty Diaz, who takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count as Yarbrough tries to work through the rafters here and trying to get the Green Bay fans happy. They're all quiet right now as that pitch misses high and inside, and Diaz kind of dove out of the way there as it was going to hit him in the head had he not dodged it, but time to avoid the hit, and count rolls to 2-0. Diaz 0-for-4 in the game so far. Grounded out 4-3 his last time up. Flew out to left field in the fifth inning and flew out to the shortstop in the second inning, but struck out swinging in the first. Still trying to get on base for the first time today. He's got the bases loaded with one out. And the 2-0 from Yarbrough misses away, and the Rafters just one ball away from taking an extra run. And this win would feel good if the Rafters are able to come up with it, but this game's still anyone's game. As Chris Diaz shows bunt, he moves to the front of the batter's box, pulls back on it, and it's called for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Now he goes back to the back of the batter's box. Chris Diaz trying to play the mind games with Mac Yarbrough. And now Yarbrough will send it home, and it's on the lower part of the zone for strike number two. Diaz walking down the first. Tried to sell the ball call. Couldn't quite get it. So now a full count with one away, and Diaz, really the only thing you don't want to do here is ground into two or strike out. This time he fouls it back, so it remains a 3-2 count. And Diaz, normally a good eye at the plate. He stays patient up there, but he's taken a few pitches this season that are called for strikes. Diaz a little bit of a tighter strike zone than the umpires, and he swings and misses at this one, though, and goes down on strikes. That's a big strikeout for Mac Yarbrough, as there's now two away here in the eighth inning. Rafters have still yet to score here in the eighth, as they've loaded the bases with only one away, but then the strikeout of Diaz there, and it brings up Matanaco trying to make something happen. And this one is sent high in the air, foul down that right field line, and makes it an 0-1 count. Akko, he is 1-for-3 in the game with a walk, two RBIs, a stolen base, and two runs scored. O-1 count as Yarbrough brings it home, and it's fouled back to bring it 0-2. Rafters trying to make the most of this opportunity, and you can feel the pressure starting to mount. They've got a two-run lead here, but I mean, just the way that these last few games have ended, it's as if you feel like you need a five-run lead. 0-2 count is taken inside for ball number one. Mac Yarbrough trying to work through this Raptors lineup. Spencer Davis would be on deck, but it looks like there might be a pinch hitter here. Interesting matchups decision, but a 1-2 count is fouled right by Ziggy, who dodged out of the way over by the third base batter's box, and that one would have nailed him if it hadn't been for those matrix moves by the Raptors field manager. So it's a 1-2 count still as Matanako keeps working up there. Now Yarbrough brings it home, and it's outside for ball number two. Any way that you can get on base brings in a run because they are full. Raptors up 7-5 in the top of the eighth inning. The fans yelling for a strikeout, and that pitch upstairs, it's ball number three. The count is full. Mac Yarbrough trying to finish off what Simon Aluko started here in the eighth inning, but Aluko did struggle with the walks. So far, Yarbrough not so much. But he's faced just the one batter before now, and here's batter number two is Matanako has really worked the count well here. After trailing in the count, he's worked it back full. 3-2 count with two away, and the base is loaded. Runners are going, and it's fouled back. And runners are going to go every time that you see this with the 3-2 and two away. I mean, any play you've got to try and advance on. At least one base. And Matanako, he picked up that 2 RBI single in the first inning, so he's already shown the ability to get the RBI hits, trying to add to his total. Here's the pitch home, and it's low in the dirt for ball number four, so the Raptors walk home a run and extend their lead back to three. It's 8-5 here in the top of the eighth. RBI for Matanako as he's on for the third time today. Andre Madunio goes from first over to second. Ashton Zacher goes from second to third. And J.J. Garcia comes home to score. And indeed, there is a pinch hitter here. And the pinch hitter, Pat Costin. Costin, a lefty that replaces Spencer Davis. And Davis, his last time up, he hit the two-run shot. But Costin coming in to pinch hit for him. Actually, a three-run shot. Sorry. Base is still loaded, though. This pitch a little high for ball number one. It's 1-0. And Costin from Indiana University. He's struggled to get hits, but he's been able to get on base still. The 1-0 misses high for ball number two. A 2-0 count. He's got a good eye. But not just that, he has a powerful bat. When he makes contact with one, he makes contact with one. See if he can do the same here. It's a 2-0 count with the bases loaded, two away, and he watches that miss low. It's 3-0, so probably just going to let this one slide on by and see what the 3-0 pitch is from Mac Yarbrough, who led the count earlier against Matanako, but since then has not been able to find his spot, although he gets that strike to build it 3-1. Costin, if you see the way that he hits the ball in batting practice and then you watch just the results of the game so far, it feels like only a matter of time before he lets one go. This pitch inside for ball number four. So Pat Costin picks up an RBI on a bases-loaded walk. It's the fourth walk of the inning, the fifth free pass if you include the hit-by-pitch. And Matanako goes from first to second. Andre Madunio goes from second to third. And Ashton Zacher comes home to score. It's 9-5 in the top of the eighth inning, and a mound visit here again. Another one in the top of the eighth, as it'll be a pinch runner for the Rafters, as well as Luke Skinner comes on for Pat Costin. Interesting that they'd go for the pinch hitter. I mean, I guess it's the designated hitter position for the Rafters, and so not playing defensively, and it brings up Jack Guerrero. Guerrero up to the plate. He will be the lefty taking on the other lefty. Yarbrough struggling right now with his command, and he's walked back-to-back batters with the bases loaded as this one misses inside for ball number one. Guerrero got a good eye from the plate. He's 1-for-4 on the day, though. He's grounded out 4-3 his last three times up. But he did hit a 2-RBI single back in the first, as this one is on the inside edge, called for strike number one. 1-1 count. Rafters up 9-5 in the top of the eighth. Bases are still loaded, and Yarbrough trying to get out of the inning. He throws another strike to get up in the count 1-2. On deck would be Hiroto Kobayashi, and he'll for sure at least get a plate appearance at some point in this game, but whether that's the eighth or the ninth, comes down to this. Guerrero at the plate, takes one inside, and count runs back to a 2-2. And Guerrero back in the seventh inning saw six pitches before grounding out 4-3. The runners on the base paths, Luke Skinner on first, Madanaka on second, Andre Madunio on third. The pitch is low and outside for ball number three. Once again, the count is full as the Rafters have the bases loaded and trying to finish this one off and keep adding to that lead. The bats have really come alive in the seventh and eighth innings and trying to do so against Yarbrough here. The 3-2 misses low, and another bases loaded walk. Three straight from Mac Yarbrough, and that is going to be his night done with. As it's a cross five, I'll call it a night. Yeah, his night's done. And Jack Guerrero goes to first base. Luke Skinner goes to second. Madanaka goes to third. And Andre Madunio comes home to score on it. So the Rafters leading 10-5. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. And when we come back, it's more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The new pitcher coming on to the rubber is Aiden Ewey for the Green Bay Rockers. Ewey relieves Mac Yarbrough, who just went one-third of an inning. He recorded one out, no hits allowed, but did walk three batters and didn't strike any out, didn't hit any with a pitch. He faced just the four on 26 pitches as there are the bases loaded, and Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate. He takes the first pitch high for ball number one. Rafters up 10-5 in the top of the eighth. They've put up back-to-back three spots in their innings, trying to add more here, and this pitch in there on the upper part of the strike zone to bring it 1-1. Kobayashi 1-for-4 on the game. Rafters have driven in all three of their runs on bases-loaded walks as this pitch misses inside, nearly hits Kobayashi as it runs to 2-1. Three straight batters walked home, and the 2-1 count to Kobayashi misses high and outside. So it's 3-1, and once again, in danger of walking home another runner. Aiden Ewey this time sends the pitch, and it misses in the dirt. Four straight batters have been walked from the Rafters with the bases loaded. So an RBI for Hiroto Kobayashi, and the Rafters have batted around. Jack Guerrero goes from first over to second. Luke Skinner goes from second over to third, and Madden Akko comes home to score. Brings back up J.J. Garcia, who nearly gets hit by a pitch. Actually, they're going to say that he did get hit by that pitch. So another bases loaded free pass, and the control out of hand right now. And first pitch hit by pitch for J.J. Garcia. He's going to get an RBI for that. It's 12-5 in the top of the eighth. Hiroto Kobayashi goes from first to second. Jack Guerrero goes from second to third, and Luke Skinner scores. So J.J. Garcia on base for the second time this inning. Came on as a pinch hitter to start it off. Noah Ruiz at the plate takes this pitch low and outside for ball number one. Ruiz was the first out of this inning. One of two batters retired in the eighth as the Rafters lead 12-5. He takes that pitch for strike number one, and it's a 1-1 count. Ruiz, he sits 0-for-4 on the game, but he did draw a walk back in the first inning, hoping to work with this one as that one is fouled back and out of play as count is 1-2. Ruiz, a right-handed batter, going up against the righty Ewey on the mound. The pitch comes home, but it misses low, and it rolls to 2-2. Six walks and two hit-by-pitches in the eighth inning. Two batters retired so far. The 2-2 count is popped foul and out of play by Ruiz. Now, earlier in the inning, when Ruiz was at the plate, he saw eight pitches before flying out to center field. That's the only ball that's been put in play this inning, as the Rafters have already batted around. This one is fouled back, and so he will see an eighth pitch of the plate appearance yet again. Ruiz has seen 16 pitches this inning after this next pitch. And that's after his 14-pitch plate appearance that he had just two games ago, and just shows off the ability to fight it away. 2-2 is sent down the left field line and lands fair down there, and one will score, two will score, it's into the left field corner, three will score. Ruiz is headed for third base, trying to get up with the triple, and he's there! Bases clearing triple for Noah Ruiz. Rafters up 10 runs in the eighth inning. It's 15-5. Noah Ruiz caps off in what is now an 8-run eighth inning. J.J. Garcia comes home to score for the second time this inning. Hiroto Kobayashi comes home to score, and Jack Guerrero scores as well. 15-5 in the top of the eighth inning. Two away, and Noah Ruiz on third base. Ashton Zacher sends one to the right side of the infield, and that should finally do it. 4-3 on the putout, but the Rafters come up huge. They score 8 runs in the inning on one hit. There were no errors, and they left one batter on base. It is 15-5 as we head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed 2 election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in 3 consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, maybe not the most common way to score 8 runs in an inning, but the Rafters do it as they take a 10-run lead in the top of the eighth. Into the bottom of the frame, it's Eric Gion leading off for the Green Bay Rockers. 15-5 is the score as Alejandro Morales is out there and gets a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Morales, 2 up, 2 down when he relieved Brennan Cohen in the 7th inning. That was back when it was a 2-run game and there were runners on first and second. Left him stranded. This one back up to the left side of the infield. Throwing from third, trying to get him at first. It was a diving play from Madunio, but it goes wide for a missed play. And Madunio's down on the dirt right now. And I think he's angered, but it looks like he goes and kind of sits up right now. He holds his hamstring for a second. And Madunio's still not up after making that throw. Andre Madunio trying to play third base, and the trainer is rushing on to see if he's all right. And looks like they're going to maybe bring on a substitute here as everyone's kind of gone over to talk with Madunio and make sure that he's all right. Madunio is still down, and Jack Obrasky is coming into the game. So, I mean, they're not even going to take any chances with this. Madunio's getting pulled from the game. And the Raptors, after really needing this win, it felt like, hey, that win was going to be fine, but all of a sudden, Andre Madunio just out there and pulls a hamstring, and hopefully he is all right. He's trying to stretch it right now, and we'll wait for him to get off the field. He still hasn't gotten up. He's got his left knee on the ground, and he reached for the hamstring, and not going to guess what injury it is, but it is for sure an injury. You can kind of tell that as he's now standing on his feet, which is good to see, and he is very gingerly walking off to the side. He's not being helped by anyone, but he is limping a little bit, and you just got to hope that he's all right. I mean, just a huge loss for him to come out of the game at this point. And it's an infield single on the other side for Eric Gion. And so Gion is over to first base as now Andre Madunio is replaced by Jack Obrasky. So Obrasky now over at third base. Obrasky listed as a pitcher. He's gotten a plate appearance this season as well, but he has more experience defensively for the Raptors at third base. He's kind of been that go-to guy over there, as he is one of the two-way players. And also, during that, a new catcher behind the mound, or sorry, behind the plate, that's Nick Adrian. Nick Adrian going back into the batter's box and catcher's box, I should say. So Ashton Zacher is done for the game, and that's after the first batter here in the eighth inning. A runner on first base, nobody out. Morales trying to get up here, and he gets a swing and a foul back. And for Morales, you just got to think about everything that's been going on here. I mean, Morales, when he came back out and pitched, he recorded just two outs in the seventh inning, and then he waited a long time for that eighth inning to get over back to his turn as that pitch misses upstairs for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And so that arm got a chance to just sit there. 1-1 count is fouled back as it runs to 1-2. 1-2 count, runner on first base. And Morales trying to kind of avoid all of this time sitting around and keeping the arm warm. Here's the 1-2. It is a bit outside for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. Caden Sheffield up at the plate. He's a right-handed hitter. 0-2 in the game. He's got a fly out, a 6-3 ground out, as this one's hit towards right field on the warning track. It's found at the last second by Kobayashi, but he picks it up and he throws it back in as there's now one away here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rafters up 15-5. And the crazy thing is despite this 10-run difference, both teams have the same number of hits. Both of them have 9 in the game. The Rockers just one error to the Raptors, 0, as here's a swing and a miss from Jalen Jones at the plate to bring it 0-1. And that's, this game is really just all because of the walks in the eighth inning right there. 0-1 count is a little low and away for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. And the Raptors and Rockers were going back and forth. Well, not back and forth. The Raptors had the lead ever since the beginning. They never surrendered it. As this pitch is in there, called strike number two. And despite this, it felt like the Rockers could really take charge any second. They were never able to. And then the Raptors really pulled away in the eighth inning. But in large part, thanks to all of those walks, as this one is fouled away. And lands over on the concrete. So remains a 1-2 count. Jones, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Rockers, watches that pitch a little up for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. On deck, Braden Buchanan, but a ground ball could induce an inning-ending double play. The pitch to Jones just misses low, and it's a 3-2 count. So a little bit of trouble in the count for Alejandro Morales. And you go back a couple of games to that first start in the second appearance where he really did struggle with walks. He's hoping not to do the same here, and it's a foul ball yet again. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up for Jones. Righty-lefty matchup out there. Still a 3-2 count, and this one sent over to the left side of the infield. Sliding grab by Garcia, back to second in time, but way too late on first base. So they'll only get the lead runner. It's a fielder's choice, 6-4 on the putout. And Jalen Jones is over at first base. Eric Gion was the one forced out. As it brings up Braden Buchanan, the right-handed hitter from Baylor University. The catcher watches the first pitch miss low for ball number one. And Buchanan, 1-for-2 in the game, has a double as this one is popped up straight back and towards the fan seating right behind home plate. And a couple of fans over there will go ahead and grab it as the count runs to 1-1. So it's now a 1-1 count with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Alejandro Morales trying to go scoreless through it, and this one right down the middle for strike number two. On deck, Jake Altman, and hoping to get up this inning, but runner on first base and two away. 1-2 count, and it's an early swing fouled back into the netting. Count stays at 1-2. Buchanan batting eighth in the lineup. And sends this one high in the air towards left field. Guerrero tracking it, and he's under it for out number three. So, no runs come home there on the one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rafters up 15-5 as we head to the ninth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Well, we bring you back in to Capital Credit Union Park. It's the ninth inning of action, and the Rafters have a 10-run lead looking for their biggest victory of the season. Previously, they won a game by 7 runs early in the year. That was their biggest victory, and that game was a big one that they, you know, you look back on and you're saying, hey, man, that was, you know, that's the game that we need to see. And on the season, it's been a long time coming. The Rafters have lost 3 in a row, and they felt the need for this one. And when I was talking with the guys, you kind of just knew that they felt like they needed this game. They needed it, and they've shown that they want it. As this one is pieced into center field by Jack Obraski, but the center fielder just has to run a little bit forward for out number 1. So Obraski put away on the first pitch. Still on the mound, it's Aiden Ewe. Ewe was the 6th pitcher of the game. And first pitch to Chris Diaz, misses upstairs, and that's ball number 1. So you see 6 pitchers in a game every once in a while, usually doesn't go your way that night, but it was a close game up until the 8th inning as this pitch missed low for ball number 2. It's a 2-0 count. Rafters scored 8 runs in the 8th inning to take the lead 15-5, and shutout frame there as Chris Diaz watches the 2-0 called for a strike. And Diaz, the only guy that started today that hasn't been able to reach base safely. Still looking for that, and he fouls one away as it rolls to a 2-2 count. On deck, Matt and Akko. And Akko kind of got things rolling along earlier with his walk in the 8th inning. As this pitch misses outside for ball number 3, it's a 3-2 count, And Diaz, you know what? He's going to work on base any way that he can. That's what he does. And, well, at least what he intends to do is the 3-2 is fouled back and, again, barely gets a piece of that one. And Diaz will be followed up by Akko. And if it gets there, then Luke Skinner. Unless they go for another pinch hitter and a slow swing here from Chris Diaz. He's not able to get around to it, and that's strike number 3. He goes down on strikes for the 3rd time tonight, and it brings up now the first baseman for the Rafters, right-handed hitter Madden Akko, with 2 away and nobody on in the top of the 9th. Rafters trying to get out of here with a victory after initial first pitch was scheduled for 1:05. We're almost at 6 o'clock right now after the hour and a half delay plus a long game, as that one is in there, called for strike number 1, an 0-1 count. And a couple of pitching changes will do that to you. And nearly 3.5 hours as this one is sent over to the middle of the infield, left side, and the throw to first is just in time to get Madden Akko for out number 3. 6-3 on the put out there, and now it comes around to the bottom of the 9th. Rafters almost here to finish it off as we'll return with more Rafters baseball coming up next. The 9th inning here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we bring you back into Capital Credit Union Park here from Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin. Alejandro Morales, he's going for what I believe is officially a save because he came in back in the seventh inning when it was a two-run game and trying to finish it off here. And so Alejandro Morales going to come back out for the ninth inning looking for the Rafters save, and would be a big win here if they can get it. Up 10 runs entering the bottom of the ninth, and well, the Rockers are going to be led off by Jake Altman. Alejandro Morales, the third pitcher of the game. The Rafters have only seen three today. They saw three innings from Matthew Bunal, three and a third from Brennan Cohen, and now they're trying to get two and two-thirds from Morales. So Jake Altman up at the plate, left-handed batter. He's 1-for-3 in the game in an RBI single back in the second inning. Rockers scored three runs in that inning as this pitch misses low for ball number one. And you go back and look at that and the way that this game has gone, and it's crazy that it was such a close game out the gates. I mean, really, the majority of this game has been a close game, but it just feels so much different now as that one's in there, called for a strike, a 1-1 count. And it really felt like the Rafters kind of caught up on all those walks that they were issuing. They got them right back, you know, and kind of paid it forward, I guess, in a way. That one low for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. Not paid it forward, but karma. That's what I was looking for. This one popped up middle of the infield into the outfield, and chasing it, it's Jack Guerrero who makes the catch, calling off J.J. Garcia for out number one. One up, one down in the ninth inning. Rafters just need two more to snap the losing streak and get back in the win column. And it's been a long day, but that bus ride back is going to feel good tonight. Back to Green Bay is, or sorry, back to Wisconsin Rapids from Green Bay. First pitch to David Bayania is low for ball number one. Tomorrow, the Rafters will get back on the road as they head to Lakeshore. This one's hit to left field, and that one gets on into the outfield for a hit. So a one-out single from Bayania. That's his second hit of the game. And two games in Lakeshore, one tomorrow and the next on Tuesday. They'll have an off day on Wednesday and another one on the road at Wausau on Thursday before they finally come back into town on Friday. So a ways away until we come back to Witter Field, but the Rafters are looking forward to it. First pitch to Parker Martin, the left-handed hitter, is low for ball number one. Martin, 1-for-4 on the game. He picked up that first hit as a single in the seventh inning. 1-0 count is in there, called strike number one. Count runs back even. Runner on first base with one away. Rafters up 15-5. They scored four runs in the first, three runs in the seventh, and eight runs in the eighth inning. It's their biggest offensive inning of the season, and that inning was capped off by the three RBI triple from Noah Ruiz, and plenty of fun moments in this game, and I think maybe the most fun was Spencer Davis's three-run home run in the seventh inning as that one missed for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count, and looking at the Rafters, it's exciting to get to see all of these guys start to kindly find their footing as the 2-2 count is crushed down the left field line and lands foul. So the count remains 2-2. Colin Helms on deck. Martin looking to be the second runner to reach base here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rockers at home, and this was not the performance they had anticipated giving the home fans, but been a nice evening after the rain delay. This one's towards left field and over towards Guerrero, who makes the catch for out number two. Rockers down to their last out, still needing 10 runs, and I'm not going to say it yet. I'm not going to say it yet. You can wait until we get out number three before I say that the Rafters win this game. Because what do I always say? I say, if the game is still being played, there's a reason they're still playing it. That's because the other team could win. Otherwise, the game would be over. Now, am I saying that it's likely? No.